Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 436, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 18, Secrets and Lies.
It aired June 8th, 2002, written by Bergen Williams, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Can you tell it's been about 3.5 weeks since we've recorded?
See, you looked up the date and you mentioned Jungle Fury, and so I was like, yeah, that's the one we're watching.
Yeah, there's animals in the jungle. Yeah.
Nope.
Still Wild Force. If you're new here, hey everybody. For you, there was a week off and then we were back and everything's normal. And in fact, there was an episode earlier this week for you. But for us, it's been a minute.
It's been a couple of weeks, so we also are new here.
So if we're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. And we can follow along, and so can you if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And we're going to have to, but you also should, because who knows what could have happened in the last episodes. I genuinely don't remember what the episode before this was. I have the thing open. I'm about to look at it. It was Power Play. Oh, it's the one where Toxica turned into...
Necronomica?
Forgot all about that. That was pretty dope.
I think that one was pretty cool.
I think so. In my heart and memories, it was. Also, point of order, it is, for me... almost 10 in the morning, closing in on it. For Josh, it means it's almost 11. Josh, you have a new job, and so your work schedule is kind of weird. And so we're recording at new fun times.
Yeah.
So there might be a lot of new morning sounds in the background that I can't get rid of that you're not used to.
Right.
Sorry about it.
Birds chirping, angels playing the harp, the sound of sunshine.
Yep.
All the morning sounds.
Your normal morning sounds.
Or rain. Because it's just pouring here all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's a lawnmower somewhere in my vicinity, but I can get rid of that. That's a nice consistent noise. I can get rid of that.
It's been dry here for like 3 months, basically since I moved here. So the rain is very nice.
There's been some thunder, but I don't know if it was accompanied by rain. Because there's definitely been a couple episodes where I have edited out thunders.
Be like a little splash, like here's some little
rain.
Bit of rain,
like a little like salt bay, but just, rain.
There's a little taste. Yeah, sprinkle it on you. But it's gonna, yeah. According to the weather app, it is going to rain all day today.
Nice.
So that's fine because I will be at work. So what do I care?
It's already dreary inside.
Man, y'all, I've had a job for less than one full week, and boy, does it sure suck. I don't know how people do this.
I had 2 weeks off, and I felt the same way coming back. And I was like, you know what I missed? Not working. We're going to say it in a minute, but patreon.com/AJ and Josh to help remedy this terrible situation we found ourselves in. All right, let's go watch the episode, the title I've already forgot.
Secrets and Lies.
That one.
Wild Time.
And we're back, and we just watched Secrets and Lies, which, Josh, let me tell you, I am 95% certain that was a late-night Cinemax television show.
It was inappropriate, I think, in a lot of ways.
I think...
I feel like part of this episode is definitely based on a romance novel.
Absolutely. Like 100%, it's just Cole without his shirt on, right, in front of a farm.
Yeah, that hit classic, the Lost Farm Boy.
Yeah,
you know the one.
You know
that mass market paperback. Yeah. Romance novel.
Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's our website. That's where you can find old episodes of the show. There is a gap. We got an email today. I'm not going to read it because I responded to it already. But there was an email that we got that says that there is a gap from like 286 to 311, which I'm assuming is Lost Gal. No, not Lost. Lightspeed, maybe?
Probably.
I don't know. So, excuse me. Maybe that is the one before Lightspeed, which I do not remember at all. Lost Galaxy. God, that seems so long ago. Oh,
it's
God.
It's been a minute.
How long have we been doing this podcast?
6 years.
Woof. Anyway, so those are not on there, which means you've got some work to do when you have the time.
Great. Thanks.
Look, it's your half of the job. But you can find the other things, all the other ones on there. And then there's also two more places in addition to our regular feed. Sorry, I'm so out of practice. What the hell are the classic feeds? Morphin Grid Classic Volume 1 and 2 are both on iTunes and other fine podcast services, whichever other ones there are. I'll make up some names in a second. I can't do it twice. It would spoil the joke. So if you want to listen to old episodes in a more convenient way, you can do that. That one is up through In Space. They're not up yet, right? It's just Alien They're Rangers, not... right?
Yeah. While we're recording right now, it's just Alien Rangers. But when this goes up, because I want to do it tomorrow, I want to get Volume 2 all the way up.
Okay.
So, because I think I said on the episode that went up today, or that's going to go up today...
Yes.
That it would be up, but it's not quite yet.
Yeah,
because suddenly I have to work for 40 hours out of a week, and that's bullshit.
And that sucks. So- and also, before that, Link's Awakening came out, and so you had your hands tied.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do. You know, sorry.
Look, we're only human here. I know it doesn't seem like it, but we're just two dumb guys. So what's next after that? You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Crips Pink Podcasts. We are on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Podfarm. Yeehaw, partner. Come get your podcast down at the old Podfarm.
You have to... It's a graphical user interface where you have to milk a cow and a podcast comes
out.
Yeah,
you squirt a podcast out in a bucket. But only if the cow likes you.
Oh, what a weird part of that episode.
It's really weird. We're going to get to it. The part that drives me the craziest is that I could swear I've seen her before. I don't know where.
We know where. Well, same place you saw Shayla before, probably.
Maybe. Really, maybe. But I also feel like maybe she was on Power Rangers before.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. She did not look familiar to me.
She looked very... I'm gonna do a Google at some point. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. Helps people find the show. Helps us climb up those charts that we need so bad. It's been 6 years. I think it's probably time we start trying to go up the charts, huh?
I guess so.
We should probably start at some point. We got to fight Joe Rogan somehow, and this is the only way we know how.
The only way to do that is to go up the charts.
Yep. You gotta. First, you got to beat him in the charts, then you got to beat him in the octagon.
I could make Joe Rogan tap.
I for sure think I could.
And if he doesn't think that I can, prove it.
Prove it, Joe Rogan. Huh? What do we have to lose? Nothing.
No, not at all.
Literally nothing.
Worst case scenario, I get the story of Joe Rogan kicked my ass in the octagon.
Yeah, right?
Best case scenario, I make him tap out.
Yeah. And then we're the new number one podcast in all of history and time.
And I can be famous and I can go on The Masked Singer. That's what this is all about. Help me get on The Masked Singer by making our podcast climb up the charts.
So last week we recorded, or we didn't record because you had job stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, sweet, we were going to record early anyway so I could watch the new AEW wrestling show. And I watched it, and it was super good. And I was like, we should do this every week. And you're like, yeah, then I can watch The Masked Singer live. And I was like, Josh, God bless.
I did watch, I think, most of the last hour of AEW. I tuned in right in the middle of Riho versus Nyla Rose.
Yeah, that match was dope.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. The whole show was really good. Sammy Guevara opened. You know, a guy that shoved me in real life before.
Right.
He's on TV now, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and then he came out, and he kicked Cody in the nuts, and then Jack Swagger showed up.
That was...
I was like, that's Jack Swagger.
Yeah. Look, well, okay, we're getting way off topic. We haven't even gotten to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. So for as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes, you get bonus episodes. We got a new plan for bonus episodes. We haven't enacted it yet, but we're going to, instead of doing like specifically the Pokemon World Tour ones. Every month we're just going to do a bonus episode of some kind. Starting later this month, not now.
Right, sure. Starting right in the middle of the holidays,
yep.
So that we can stop doing it until next year.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just start it up next year, depending on how busy the holidays get. Hey, look, we've got a lot of wiggle room on this one, but there's going to be some bonus episodes going up there once we figure out what they are. There is the new GastCast Games and Sports, where we talk about the lore and class features of the new XFL teams, which was very fun. Yeah, speaking of Patreon, we haven't read patrons in like a long time, so we got new ones. All right, we have several, and this I'm not excited about reading the second one. First up is Hughes.
Thank you, Hughes.
Next is, oh gosh, Strnad? I'm going to say S-T-R-N-A-D. That is not a word I have ever come across in my human life.
Oh, no, you're missing at least one vowel.
I feel like there needs to be at least another vowel in there. But then it says conduit of consonants, so I think it's on purpose.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it's strand misspelled.
Oh, maybe. Either way, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Next is from Crimson Claw.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dr. Claw. Do you have a doctorate? Are you Dr. Claw?
Dr. Claw? If you're a Dr. Claw, you have to tell us.
Yeah, that's entrapment if you don't.
David W. is a patron.
Thank you, David.
So is Angelic Forest.
Thank you. That whole forest?
The whole thing. The Forest of the Angels. That's all the new patrons we got. Thank you very much, everybody, for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. I just checked emails today. Okay, so we don't have any new emails for the Morphin Grid. But we did have a bunch of new emails because someone with a extraordinarily offensive username,
oh god,
signed us up for like 6 different mail things, and I don't think it was just us. I don't think it was like a specific attack on us, because I did get a follow-up email from one of the websites saying that a whole lot of people have been signed up for their website that didn't want it. So I think we just got caught up in the wash.
That's what happens when you just put an email address out, I guess. I'm surprised it took this long, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. So that was fun to wake up to when I was like, oh, I haven't set up the email on my new phone yet. And then I did that, and that was what I was greeted with.
Oh.
So that was cool. Other than that, we did... What?
I'm not going to ask you to say the name.
I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to.
I'll ask you off air to describe what it is to me. But
yeah, it's several slurs in a row.
What kind of websites were these?
One, they were regular websites.
Okay,
but just
so it
like,
wasn't just like a bombardment of like porn subscriptions or like gun newsletters or.
Yeah, no, it was like one was for like Robin Hood snacks, which is, I guess, some sort of like
snack box, probably.
Mainly snack box thing. One was for Movely. I don't even remember. I blocked him. I just deleted it and blocked it so I don't get the emails anymore. but it was all under the same, like, your new username is this, and it was real bad. So that was something.
Yikes.
Yeah. So,
but
anyway.
That means that we are one step closer to being famous enough to be on The Masked Singer.
That's all we want. Anyway, thank you for everyone who didn't do that to us, I guess.
Yeah, we really appreciate anybody that doesn't do that, so thank you.
That's it. I checked reviews yesterday. We don't have any new ones.
So oh, we good.
Don't need to worry about it. I was just on there. Sometimes I just look just to see. So do you want to get right into it? Because we have like 1 hour before you have to leave.
Yeah, we should probably get into it.
All right, we start off with Jindrax looking for Toxica. She's nowhere to be found. And he's like, oh, I swear, she's off becoming Necronomica again. But then he hears her around a corner, like screaming.
Right, because he's just wandering through the org caves, I guess.
Yeah, the org house.
Their house, their home.
Their home where they live. Which is like past a boiler room in a series of intricate caves. Like a Minecraft. And he sees her being essentially tortured by Master Org, who's just like zapping her over and over again, like screaming, like, why did you turn into Necronomica? Why did you do that? And she's like, I was doing it to help, like, just like basically begging for her life. And it's pretty upsetting. So that's a cool way to start off a Power Ranger episode. What I did like is that Jindrax, he's about to, I think Master Org is about to like kill her, like just straight up.
Yeah, he like pulls his staff back and he's gonna like super shoot her to death with it.
Yeah. And he, because he doesn't believe her, and she is lying, but like that's not the point. You know, he doesn't believe her.
What's really cool is that she's like being zapped, like actively being zapped by him, and she's like, I just did it to test how strong it was for you.
Yeah.
And Jindrax, who's around the corner and no one else can hear him, he's like, yeah, that's what she did.
Yeah. Which he also knows is a lie.
Yeah.
But I like that he's still, like, he's still corroborating. So he's about to, Master Org's about to, like, just murk her like he did Retinax. And Jindrax jumps in front of Tosca and is like, I know her better than I know the tip of my own horn. Like, she's telling the truth. Like, she would never do anything. And I just really like these two.
Yeah.
They're good. I like their friendship. Good job, Jindrax. So, Master Org's like, fine, I will let you go this one time. I forgot how weird his accent is. And he's like, go find me an Org. And then, so they're like, yeah, okay. And then they leave. And we cut from there to Alyssa riding her bike in the park.
With such happy music.
Yeah.
Just, like, really bubbly, like, I'm just going to do the Doug theme, so I'm not going to try to recreate it, but it's the same energy as the Doug theme.
Yeah, it's just that BDE, that Big Doug energy. Cole is also in the park, but separately, and he's looking, he's got his old crumply picture, and he's like, hey, come here, I need to ask you a question. And I thought, like, kids were going
to
run up.
I did too, and I was like, don't run up to him, because that's a strange man in the park, and also, I don't know if you noticed this, but he is filthy.
He's dirty. He's covered in grime.
Take a bath, Cole. Cole, wash your face.
Cole, wash your... Take a bath. I know there's a whole lake on the Animarium. And if not, I know you know where there is a lake because you saw a naked man in it once. So instead of children, two dogs run up. And he's like, hey, have you seen these people? And they haven't, because they're dogs. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks anyway.
Yeah, he's like, keep a lookout and let me know.
It's been so long since he talked to animals that I forgot he could do it.
But it's like, they're not gonna come find you. They're not your dogs.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess you could come back to the park and check in with them.
Right, and hope they're still there. So Alyssa comes up and she's like, hey, how's the search going? He's like, bad. No one's seen my parents. None of these animals have seen my parents.
None of these dogs that are not old enough to have seen my parents have seen my parents.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Then I was like, well, if he thinks that they came here, then maybe they're still like around. Because we'll find out, like, I mean, we saw them be murdered, right? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
By Master Org, pretty much. So, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens there. And he's like, what have you been doing, Alyssa? And she says something that is the most dumbed down for children version of what she means. And she's like, we were working on computers, researching old newspapers. Which is like what kids think college is, right?
Right, yeah. As you go it's to like that go weird to... machine in the library and you look at old newspapers to learn things.
To research stuff. And she's like, oh, wait a minute, I have an idea. Let me see that picture. And she's like, I can go look at the computer about this.
Well, she's like, I have an idea. And he's like, what is it? And she's like, you'll see. She's like... like really coy about it, but it's like, you just said what it is.
So she takes him to the library. Oh. And they go to a computer and she hackers up some information.
What do you think? Because first of all, they walk by like all the bookshelves and Cole's like, wow, that's a lot of books. Yeah. I don't know how to read any of these books.
I couldn't read these if I wanted to.
But what do you think she searched on the computer? Because all she had was that picture, and she was just like, Cole's parents.
Right. I have no idea because she does find it.
In like 1 second. Because they get to the computer and Cole's like, what are you going to do? And she was like, hold on, you'll see. And then she turns the computer on and she's like, I'm going to look for your parents.
And so she like does some clickety clacking and we see the screen and the articles are like an inch tall.
Yeah.
And she's like, this one. And then starts printing it on the most 2002 printer I've ever seen in my life.
Do you remember when it took, 4 hours for an article to print?
Well, I remember that personally, but that's not what happens in the show. Because they get a call, and everyone is very disapproving because this is a library.
Right. How dare a cell phone go off?
Right. Including a hot librarian who's like, oh. I can't believe you.
She keeps that attitude up the whole time.
I love it. It's so good. So Shayla's like, something, something, org attack. And she's like, we'll be right there. So then they go to leave. The thing hasn't printed yet. So she goes up to the hot librarian and writes down a very stern, like, again, this is a very softcore episode. Like, I'm sure I've seen this
right,
episode.
This is from the novel The Stern Librarian.
The Stern Librarian. Mm. So she writes down, like, here's my phone number. Call me when that prints. And the librarian's like, okay.
Yeah, she's whatever, like, Alyssa. You and your
loud-ass
city cell phone. Get out of here.
Put it on silent. So they leave, and then...
And then just prints.
It prints immediately, like the whole thing all at once. She's like, whoop, here it is. Sorry, it took a second longer.
Well, it took 15 minutes for the printer to warm up. And then once it's warm up, it could just print anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. It had to boot up first. No one had printed anything that day, so it wasn't ready for it. So then they go to a park or like a riverside cafe or where. I don't even know where they were. They're on the bridge they always fight at. And there's a signal man. He's a traffic signal. You know how that looks, yep. Probably. Toxica and Jindrax are there. I don't think there's any noise. I think it's just them at this point. And they basically just, like, kind of beat the Power Rangers up. I don't know what color they used first. Was it green or yellow?
Green is the one that knocked out Cole. I don't know if they hit – I don't remember if he attacked before that or not.
I don't know. I don't think they ever used yellow. So he hits Cole with the green blast.
He uses yellow later.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I think he uses it only one time.
Okay, well, I must have missed it. Anyway, so he uses green. That knocks Cole's memories clean out of his noggin.
Yeah.
And to me, it seemed like that was what the thing did. But the rest of the time, they play it off like Cole has a head injury.
Yeah, the green energy hit him so hard,
yeah,
that he forgot everything.
Because he's like, whoa, where am I? What's going on? Alyssa's like, Cole, are you okay? And he's like, who are you? Get away from me. Because
he's like, don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Because she's like in like a tiger suit, you know, right. Like,
yeah,
she's like a, you know, I would say startling looking if you were not ready for it at the very least. And then they get blasted with the red light, which is just explosions.
It's just a bomb. Yeah.
So then they blow up. We cut from there to the others who are like, Alyssa, Cole. And Alyssa like stumbles around a building or something, like a gravestone. Maybe they're at a different park. I don't know. It was some little tiny structure.
I don't know.
I have no idea. So she's like, oh, we got to find Cole. He got his memories blown out of his head and we got to find him. And then we cut from there to a girl on a tractor. Just driving down an old farm road here in Turtle Cove, Kansas, I guess. And Cole is face down in a river.
How did he get here? Because he got shot on the bridge.
Uh-huh. So he landed in the water and floated downstream.
And he was still morphed when he was, like, freaked out by Alyssa. He was like, no, go away. I don't know who you are. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And apparently he wandered off, lost his morpher.
I think his morpher got blown up, or like he dropped his morpher when they got hit with the explosion.
But he stayed morphed.
Yep.
Until he wasn't anymore, and he was face down by the river.
I mean, I guess technically we didn't really see him land, so maybe he got blown up mid-air.
Maybe.
And that's true,
because once they got exploded, we just cut away.
We cut away. So maybe that's what happened. He dropped his phone and fell in a river and floated
down to farm country.
Oh, down the old town road.
Down old highway 1619 over here.
And so this girl comes up and she's like, oh my God. And she like runs over to him. And I swear I have seen her somewhere before. And I don't know where. And I'm going to do a Google in my own time. I think my little brother looked it up. And the only thing she was in was some German movie. I don't think he found the right actress, if I'm being completely honest. So maybe he did. And then maybe IMDb is just out of date because she's only been in an episode of Power Rangers and a movie from 2006. Who knows? We kind of like go to commercial and we come back and Cole's like, he wakes up and he's on a couch. And this is the weirdest thing that I think I've seen in Power Rangers in a long time.
He's in red, like, long john pajamas. I'm not sure if it's a onesie or not because he's wrapped in a blanket.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Either way, he's redressed.
Someone put new clothes on Cole.
And the girl, whose name I think they say, but I do not remember.
The girl is Claire.
Claire is definitely very excited about a handsome boy.
I think okay, it's weird, but it's like also pretty cute. Like this, I would watch this Hallmark movie, right?
Funny thing, I fall asleep with the Hallmark channel on because it's just the channel I landed on DirecTV, and I don't know what any channels are. So yeah. And it gets like super dark, so we use the TV more as a nightlight than anything. But on the weekends recently, they've just been running Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
And I am a little into them. I'm like very, very close to just getting really into Hallmark movies.
I mean, look, me and Tony watched like a dozen of them a couple years ago for Christmas. Like they're all the same, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely watch this, like, boy loses his memory, wakes up on a farm, becomes a farmhand, falls in love with the daughter. I would watch that Hallmark movie. I'm sure there's 10 of them that I could watch.
She's into it. She's interested. Oh, yeah.
She is 100% down to clown.
And the dad has some farmer name, like Mitch or John or
something. It's John. So the parents come up, and this is the most, like, weird exposition scene that Power Rangers maybe has ever done, because it's just an info dump.
Yeah, for nothing.
For literally nothing. We will not see these two again.
No.
So they come up.
We barely see Claire after this.
We see Claire at least like two more times, but it's like the same scene, just like split up a little bit. But yeah, that's also kind of it. So the two parents come up, and the mom does most of the talking, and the mom is a good actress. Like, she delivers all of her lines with a Hallmark movie quality.
Oh, yeah.
and so she's like, hey, we're the Johnsons. This is my husband, John. That's right, John Johnson. Our daughter is Claire, who saved you from the river. And you can just call me Mom, because everyone does. Because the only two people she knows are her daughter and husband. What a buck wild thing to do, Mom. And now I can't make fun of her, or else it sounds like I'm talking to my mother.
You know what's crazy is that when we first saw Claire on the tractor, I was not under the impression that she was like a young girl.
No.
So I don't know why they felt the need to introduce her parents when it would have been fine if they didn't. And she was just like, hey, you can stay on my farm with me and help me milk cows. I'm very good at it.
I don't know, because she definitely doesn't seem young.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't seem like a teen. And, like, sometimes, like, the angles they shoot, like, they're, like, a little farther away, and, like, the distance they shoot her from is, like, maybe she's younger. But every time she's with Cole, I'm like, these two are the same age. Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know.
We get confirmation of his real age in this episode.
We do?
We do.
Oh, I guess I missed that too. Hot damn. I dropped my phone and like I almost fucked everything up, so I'm just gonna like grab that.
Okay, yeah. You need that anyway.
I do. I dropped it like on my mic, my headphone wire, and that pulled my sound card off the table. And I had to check to make sure I was still recording and all the sound was coming through right. So I think it's just like, yeah, she lives on a farm.
Yeah.
I
do get that it's like a family farm and those tend to just all live together forever. Like that's the family farmhouse and it's just passed down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, well, you can stay here and help out around, you know, around here until you get your memory back. And he's like, yeah, okay. And Claire's like stoked about
this. She's like, hell yes. Let's go learn farm stuff.
Let's go learn farm stuff. Let's go have sex in the barn because you know she wants to.
Go for a literal roll in the hay.
For sure. So we cut back to the Animarium, and real quick, I have a new phone because my old one stopped like keeping a charge. So like it would like die like 3 times a day if I didn't like constantly plug it in. So I got a new phone, and the only thing it's just the iPhone 8. So it's like the same exact phone. It's just newer and better and has like a real battery now.
I think mine's an 8. Yeah, because they skipped 9. They went from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And I got the one before the 10. So yeah, mine is also an 8. Yeah, its battery is fine unless I play Mario Kart on it at all. And then it's just, you better plug it up.
mine is fine. I don't play Mario Kart on it. So the only game I play on it is Toy Blast. So if you have any suggestions, everybody, for good mobile games, I could use a couple more. But anyway.
Mario Kart's pretty good. I don't know if it's a game that like... that you would play on a phone.
I don't know. I don't like very involved games on the phone. So anyway, my point is that the only bad part about a new phone is that it doesn't remember any of my autocorrects.
You have to retrain it.
I have to retrain it. So I typed Jindrax in and it was like Kindred. And I was like, no, Jindrax.
It saved all of your stuff to the cloud except your autocorrects.
It still had usapple.org open. But it doesn't remember the word Animarium, and so it just said animation? That's about what you meant, probably. No, it's not. It's not what I meant.
Autocorrect is crazy to me in that it's like, okay, you spelled a word wrong, but you must have gotten the amount of letters correct.
Yeah, and it won't guess beyond what, like, it gives you one option.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I just mixed up two letters. Why did you give me a whole new word? It's like, because I think I know what you mean. Anyway, so Alyssa's on the animation, and she's very worried. She's worried about Cole. She's, like, very upset. And Taylor's like, hey, we're going to find him. You know, we'll go back out tomorrow, first thing, and we're going to find him. There's probably more. I don't really remember.
That's pretty much it. She says, we'll continue the search first thing in the morning, but we need to get some sleep, or we're going to be useless out there anyway.
Yeah, which I like. I like Taylor taking control. It's always a good time when Taylor's like, I am a better leader, so I'm just going to be the leader. Well, in our leader's absence. So then we cut to the next day where they're all looking around. Danny and Max are standing on a swamp island, it looks like.
I think that might be the same river.
I think so. Well, they are the closest ones. Yeah. They will find Cole, and it's going to be those two.
It's really weird because they're standing there under a big tree on like a river bend, and they're like, Cole. And then we got to Taylor, who's like in a park by a family having a picnic, just like standing over them, looking around.
Standing right over them, like...
I was like, is she gonna totally ruin this picnic and yell for Cole and right in front Cole! Of them? But she did not.
No, she only ruined it a little bit. She just stand near their picnic like an ominous yogi bear. And then we got to Alyssa, who's like, Cole, and then she gets a phone call from the librarian, who's like, your thing printed.
It printed as soon as you left yesterday, but I waited till today to tell you because I hate you. Because
you used a cell phone in my library. How dare. And so in the Eagle Force version of this world, Mean Librarian would be a reoccurring character because I love her. So then Alyssa goes and she gets it and she's like, thanks. And she picks up the article and the librarian is just cold staring daggers through her. Right. Just like, get your article and leave. I put it in a manila envelope for you.
Right. Because she's like, hey, thanks. And the librarian's like, uh-huh.
Sure.
So good.
So Alyssa opens up the folder, the envelope, and pulls it out and is just shocked at what she reads.
It's really good because she pulls out, she sees the picture, she's like, yeah, all right, this is the article I found. Yeah. And then she pulls it out, she's like, I didn't read the headline before I printed this. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. This is what happens when you click on one-inch-tall article thumbnails. So we cut back to Max and Danny. They're at a farm, and Max is like, you know how Cole likes animals. Maybe he came to this farm. And Danny goes, that's smart. And he says it like that, which I can't tell if it's just bad acting or if Danny's just being extremely sarcastic.
I think it's bad acting because he seems like
genuine about it.
I can't believe you thought of that because my dumb baby brain could not have put that together. And there's just a cow right next to them just chomping hay.
My little mush noggin couldn't put that together.
What a scene. This farm is such a location.
I just want to watch this Hallmark video. What if, okay, completely standalone Hallmark movie, right? Some girl finds a handsome man on her family's farm by the river that goes near it. He's unconscious. He has no memory. We go through an hour and 10 minutes without commercials of the movie, of them finding out about each other and him trying to figure out who he is. Right. And realize that maybe he could talk to animals and he's going to save the farm.
And right? They fall in love over trivial farm tasks.
Yeah, over like just like being cute near each other, right? And they fall in love. And then an hour and 15 minutes in the movie, four strangers show up and say, that's our friend. He's a superhero. We have to go. That movie would kick ass.
Yes, it would. I would watch that one, maybe with the sound turned up. Because my favorite part of Hallmark movies is you can turn the sound all the way down and you still know exactly what's happening.
Everything. Yeah, it's basically the same thing with ABC Family movies.
Yeah. Every Hallmark movie is like businesswoman or quirky like small business owner falls in love with a very handsome man, but also is rekindled by an old flame.
Yeah.
And that's every Hallmark movie.
That's every Hallmark movie. Every ABC Family movie is like businesswoman with no time for family. She doesn't care about romance. She's got a job. But what's that? Back at her family's spoon farm, she has to go help for some reason because of holidays. And she goes back. And what's that? Her old friend from high school is hot now. He's a carpenter and makes birdhouses out of driftwood or something. And then she's like, you know what? Fuck my job. I love Christmas. Let's stay here forever.
You know what? We're not going to build a Walmart on this small town. I'm going to save it.
That's holidays, and that's the best one. Oh, it's got alternate timelines. It's really good. It's got Jenny Garth, which is always a plus. Anyway, everyone go watch Holidays. You can't find it. It might be on DirecTV, like buried in the on-demand somewhere.
It should be coming up. We watched it on Netflix, right?
We watched it on Netflix a while ago, but then they took all their ABC Family movies off. And then it was on DirecTV, and I didn't end up watching it last year.
I'm sure you can find, if you really dig, you can find a nice DVD of it.
I'm sure. I got Christmas Bounty, so I got like one of the big two.
I gotta pick that up because I miss watching that movie.
It's really good. Tony and I watched it twice in one day once. We watched that. We just like watched it again right away. I don't know why. Anyway, so they see Cole on the farm because he does like animals and he did find his way here.
Sorry. Now all I can think of is crackers.
Jeez. Dad, put some sleeves on. Ain't doing it.
You're doing it.
Done.
Doing it.
Oh, Christmas Bounty is so good.
That's also just like an ABC Family Hallmark movie.
It's exactly, they're all the same.
Except it's about bounty hunters.
This one's about a girl who works at a school, a prestigious school, and her rich boyfriend proposes to her. But what's that? An old mob boss broke out of prison. She's got to go back to her family of New Jersey bounty hunters and get him down.
Including, so but good. Not limited to, The Miz.
Mike, The Miz, Mizanin.
Mikey Muscles.
Oh, I love it. I'm crying. I love it. Anyway, so they see Cole, and then we cut inside to, like, the milking shed. I don't know what it's
called. I think it's a barn. I think you milk a cow in a barn.
No, it could be a barn. It could be a milking shed. It's impossible to find these things out. I mean, you could. There's a farm near you. You could go ask them.
Literally down the street. I could walk there.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, where you milk them?
What's it called where you milk them? and so they're, she's like, all right, it's, you know, milking's not like super exciting, but like it's got to get done, right? So she goes and she grabs onto this cow's udder. And nothing happens.
She tugs it once and nothing comes out. And she's like, this has never happened before.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
And then he comes up behind her and reaches around and grabs her hand and ghost style shows her how to milk the
hilarious ghost double milking. Twice the milk for half the time. and so he's like, well, hold on. It's because she's got a nail in her hoof and she's in pain. And so he picks up her hoof. And I was like, oh, maybe this cow's going to kick that human man in the head. And no, she's just like, okay. And then he like pulls the nail out. He's like, see? And then immediately the milk gates open. And she's like, whoa, I'm milking the crap out of her now. I love this episode so much. It's so stupid.
So she's down there tugging on the udders and she looks up at Cole. She's like, how'd you know about the nail? He's like, oh, she just told me. She literally goes, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Which would be a great first act, the end of the first act of this Hallmark movie. And then the second half is like, oh my God, he actually can't talk to animals. We can turn this whole farm around.
Right, because they're struggling, because none of their cows are milking right, because they all stepped on nails.
They all got nails. All their chickens are upset, so they won't lay eggs.
But then in comes Cole. The handsome stranger to talk to the animals and figure and hear out all their problems and increase the improve the working conditions on the farm and he saves the day.
He saves the whole farm. But then it turns out at the end he's a superhero and he has to go.
And he has to go. And it's kind of a bittersweet ending because he is a superhero, but he's got to leave Claire behind.
But then what's that? The last shot of the movie is someone knocks at their door on Christmas Eve and they're eating. A pig that they had. and Claire opens the door. And who's that? That's right. It's Cole. It's Cole. Back.
And she opens the door. Her. This is a Hallmark movie. So when she opens it, he's on one knee with a gift-wrapped ring box.
Yeah. And it's snowing lightly behind him. I will watch that movie every Christmas. Not even a joke. So we cut to the Rangers spying on them. They're outside looking through a crack in the milking shed wall. And
which is just the name of the movie. Maybe thin planks of wood.
Yeah, and there's definitely like a half of a face sized opening for them to look through because we can see basically all of Taylor. And so we cut outside, and they're like, and Taylor's like, all right, I'm just gonna go in and get him. Like, I'm just gonna get him. And Alyssa's like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah,
what if we don't?
Yeah, Alyssa's like, what if we don't? And Taylor's like, no, I'm going to go get him before Jungle Boy thinks he's a farm boy. Like, she's mad at him for losing his memory.
This is his damn fault. She's like, well, maybe he's happier not knowing. Because if we get him and he gets his memory back, we have to tell him about the thing I read, which we still haven't heard yet. Or have we? Did they read it?
We haven't seen. They're about to. Because she has the envelope, like the big manila envelope with her. And she pulls it out and shows them. And it's just like three adults and one baby presumed dead in Amazon tragedy or something like that.
And like it says dead.
Yeah.
And they will say died later. So like Disney's a little laxer on it, I guess.
Are we in the Disney half?
I think I don't think it's happened quite yet, but it's definitely coming soon because it's like I think about halfway through is when Disney bought them, I don't know.
That's so weird. Did they finish out this? Like, Disney bought the rights, but they just finished the season and then Disney took over? Or does Disney take over production of the season?
Disney took over, like, midway through, but, like, in, like, a, like, kind of a half step, for what I understand. Like, they're like, we're gonna also, because, like, I know Forever Red, like, the reason the finale is the way it is because Disney's like, we don't want to promote old toys. And it was, like, a Disney decision that, like, here's right. the new toy. We'll give you the new money for it, you know, so I think that's what happened. So I don't exactly know. I'm sure someone can let us know.
You could just make new toys of the old stuff.
If they only would have known how well Mighty Morphin Power Rangers will sell forever, they'd be sitting on gold.
I can't believe no one at Disney had the idea of what if we just make new versions of those toys.
Apparently Disney just wanted it for like the backlog. They didn't really care about it, but then like it kept like be like making money because like it's Power Rangers, so kids will keep watching it forever. So like they just kept making more seasons of it because it was cheap enough, I guess. Anyway, so the three scientists and a baby presumed dead. Taylor's like, well, good or bad, he deserves to know the truth, and he's our leader. He chose to lead this team. That's the path that he chose, so we need to get him back on it. And so the we cut to Claire with a bucket of milk and Cole with two giant, enormous jugs that I assume have milk in them.
Yeah, they're like big milk cans.
Yeah, and he's like struggling to hold him. He's like,
yeah, he's but like, he's like also trying to impress a cute girl. So he's like, I got this. This is nothing.
Yeah. So then they put him down, and then just like the Rangers step around the corner, and like from the other side of this, like here's four color coded people who look very severe. They're like very serious right now.
Taylor is like front and center, just like glaring in their direction.
Yeah, and she walks up and she's like, this is our friend Cole. And Claire's like, is that your name? And Cole's like, I don't know, I guess. And she's like, we need to take him back now. And she like puts her hand on Cole's like arm.
Yeah, she like reaches out and grabs his arm. And then
not like a we're taking him, but in like a it's time to go home. Like, you know, please, like we're going to help you.
Yeah, please come with us. And Claire just like swats it away and is like, no, I think we'll let Cole choose.
Like steps between them, which is boss.
Yeah.
And is like, yeah, I think that's his decision. And Cole's like, I think I trust them. I'm gonna go. And Claire's like, all right, fine.
It's kind of a bummer.
It's a real bummer.
I kind of wanted Cole to stay on the farm.
I want Cole to like come back to like whenever he's not power ranging, I want him just like come back to the farm.
Like how Merrick lives at the bar.
Yeah.
Cole could live at the farm.
Cole can come to the farm.
And then gradually throughout the season, they all get strange places to live.
Yeah, except Taylor because she's legally dead and can't go.
Right.
She
doesn't
have a social security number
her
anymore.
Her strange place to live is the Animarium because she is just a Power Ranger to the core.
Yeah. Alyssa can get a dorm. Danny and Max can go to a nursery or something.
Danny can live in a greenhouse, I guess.
So
Max
they
can live in a kindergarten class. It's perfect.
He's a baby. So then we cut to like they like took him to that same place that he got blown up. It's like some waterside area, and they're like, "So you don't remember?" And he's like, no. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to take you back to the Animarium and, like, you can get your memory back and, like, et cetera, et cetera. And Alyssa's, like, about to stop him, but wait, hold on, maybe instead. And then Signal Man and Toxica and Ginger Axe and a bunch of Nutties show up. And then they just all start attacking. Cole can't do anything because he has no memory of fighting.
Right, and he does not have his Morpher right now either.
Right. So he just, like, is lost in the wilderness, basically. Yeah. And they are all protecting him, so like they all morph and then they're fighting, and like every time like something bad happens, they like to or is about to happen to Cole, they like jump in and block or like kick a putty away or like do something,
because they keep telling him, and I don't know, I have really mixed feelings about this whole scene because they keep saying like, go, you got to get out of here. At one point, Max like looks him dead in the eye and is like, you can't do anything, get out of here. Like when you try to release a rehabilitated animal back into the wild, you have to like be mean to it.
Yeah. So The thing that I like about this is they are trying to protect him, and they're like, run away, like, you know, get away, because like he clearly he's also not fighting back, so like it's not like he has like an instinct or anything, you know.
He does square up though, like, because they get shot and they get knocked down, and he starts to run away, but he like stops and like gets in kind of like a fighting position, but also a little bit like, should I stay or should I go?
Right.
I don't want to just leave them. I feel like I could help. But also, then, like, I'm just a farm boy.
I'm just a humble farmer. What can talk to cows?
What would happen to Claire if something happened to me?
Right? Think of Claire, Cole. That's all I'm asking. So they
cut to his bedroom, and there's just a billboard with all of her pictures, and it says, do it for her.
Yeah. And so he's about to get, like, red-lighted and blown up again, and all the Rangers jump in front, and he gets, like, knocked down on his butt, but they're like, down, and Alyssa's like, run, you can't help, and he's like, I think I can, like, I something inside me says I can help, and then Taylor stands up and it's like, I think you can too, which is dope.
Yeah,
it's like Taylor going like, yeah, like, we need to just trust him, right? Even if he doesn't have his memory, like, he's still a Power Ranger in there. And so she throws him his growl phone, and he's like, what do I do? And she's like, hit the button, say wild access, and do this, and does like the little morph pose. And he does that, and he morphs. They combine weapons, but then Cole just grabs the whole thing.
He just takes it.
And he's like, yeah, all right, I got it. And they're like, Cole, wait a minute. And he just starts, like hitting him with it, hitting Signal Man. And he's, like, you know, knocked back. And the other Rangers kind of show up around him, like, all right, we're going to do this all together now because it needs all of us. So they do a Salad Slash, and they kill him. And Cole's like, hey, I think I'm starting to remember who I am. And Taylor's like, yeah, well, who are you? And he's like, I'm a Wild Force Power Ranger. And I'm like, yes, that is the stuff. That's what I like.
And also a loving farm husband, Cole.
Also a sweet, caring farm boy what can talk to animals.
I'm just mad because I know we're never going to see Claire again. And I feel it like sucks. She deserves a lot better.
Yeah, for real. Toxica grows him, Signal Man, and they get the Zords, and then I didn't write literally anything down because I think they just kill him.
They do the
spear, the giraffe spear.
But that's it. Yeah, they form, they stab him, and he dies. That's the whole thing.
When did he use the yellow light? Because you said that is it during the fight?
It was when they were trying to protect Cole, because he tells them to slow down, and he blasts them with the yellow light. But Taylor avoided it. Which I thought was a nice touch because she's the Yellow Ranger, so that one just like had no effect on her.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that. So then we cut to Jindrax and Toxica sneaking into a tomb, a dungeon, something,
an old warehouse.
The could be anything.
The Creeper's lair from Jeepers Creepers. I think maybe this is it.
Or the Crypt Keeper's lair from Jeepers Crypt Keepers. And so they're like walking down, and they're like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Like, I know that I've seen him every time I'm around Master Org. I smell human. And when she says that, because she's still like going, she doesn't like stop or pause. But she's like, I smell human. I saw him move his horn once. But when she's like, I smell human, Jinder just goes, oh, gross. And she's like, and you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. So they go down, and they're in this like new dungeon. There's chains hanging. It looks like a Scorpion King set. There's chains hanging from the ceiling.
Right. And at the end of it is just like an office desk.
There's like a nice office desk with a book
where
on
Master
it.
Master Org does all his Master Org business.
This is where he keeps his books and does his accounting. And so she opens the book. There's only one thing in the book is like a blank book, but there's a picture in the like between the cover and the first page. And it's the full picture of Cole's parents and him as a baby, and then half a Master Org. But this one has the whole thing, and it's like perfectly clear. And it's Master Org is the other one, obviously, in there. And she's like, Master Org, what the hell? And then Master Org comes in, he's like, I told you not to do this again, or something. I don't remember right. What his exclamation was.
I told you, don't cross me.
And then Tasha's like, how about you shut the fuck up, human?
She's like, look at this picture, you stinko.
You stinky-ass human man. And then she blasts him and knocks his helmet off, and it's upside down, and in it is like servos and like,
yeah, there's like a
mechanical bit
to like move the eye on the front.
To move the eye around. And I'm like, what?
Where did he have the time to create and program this?
Who knows? So, but he did it. And then he's like, so he says something menacing in some way. And then he blasts them with vines, and the vines wrap all around them. They get like transformed into like robotier versions of them.
Yeah, I can't tell. Is this the same? Like, is Toxica just Necronomica again? Is it the same design?
I don't think so, but it's been 3 weeks, so I don't know.
Yeah, but they're like bigger, meaner looking versions of themselves, and they are completely loyal now.
And they're like, master, and then they kneel, and he's like, yeah.
He's got his weird hair out. It's like not a mullet, but it's like a little bit of a mullet.
It's like a skullet. Like, it's like a Paul Heyman, like... He won't just cut it or like shave his head, but it's like it's right. Still long in some places, but not on the top anymore. And then we cut from there to a cemetery where Cole finds his parents' grave. Everyone's there, including Princess Shayla. And he like sits down and he like starts crying. And it's like pretty good acting.
It's pretty good. This is the best acting we've gotten out of him all season.
Yeah.
Because he's not just shouting for nothing.
Yeah, and like what he's saying is like kind of genuinely upsetting, like on like a you know, like for him, like I like it makes sense, the like what he says he's feeling, cuz he's like I came here to find my parents and all I found was this cold stone, and like I'm never going to see my parents again. And Alyssa's like, "Hey, like, you know, that's terrible, but like you still have us, like you're not alone. You know, we're still here for you." And I don't remember what he says, but then this is where he's like, I'm never going to see my parents again. And Taylor's like, maybe you will. And he's like, points to the grave. He's like, what? And she's like, yeah, the article also said the baby died.
Right.
And here you
are. Here's
the
grave for you. Like, there's a grave for him there. It says yeah. On it. This is the confirmation of his age that we get. Because this is 2002, right, that this came out?
Yes. Yeah.
So on the grave, it says Cole Evans. It's like so small, so sweet, so soon. And then on the bottom.
That is sad.
Yeah, and on the bottom it says 1981 to 1982.
So he was born in 81.
So he's 21. He's 20 or so he's 21. 21. Yeah.
Okay. Also Cole Evans, that's two last names that we have now. We might have Alyssa's
Milano.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't think it's Milano. Because Taylor's is Earhart.
Right.
Which is dope. That is extremely upsetting for a Power Rangers show.
Yeah.
That's like real. Because, that's like real harsh.
Because Taylor says like there's still a chance we could find them because this article says you died.
Yeah.
Like.
And she says died. Yeah. Like. So. I mean. And then she's like, maybe they just got lost in the jungle and we can find them. And he's like, yeah.
At this point, I was like, yeah, it's a good thing the jungle is just across the river. You can go check.
Right? They're just over there the whole time. Anyway, it fades out, and that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the best. This one's going to be a little conceptual. The best is the Hallmark Channel original movie, Milk and Shed.
I agree. I really liked the farm stuff. I think it's weird. Like, the introduction of it is very weird because it seems like it's setting up what would be a two-parter.
Yeah, like a couple episodes
like it's going to run through, but it doesn't. Yeah. We never see Mom or John again.
Nope. We don't even get Mom's real name. They couldn't even bother to give that woman a real name.
Right? They're just like, that's Mom.
She doesn't go back.
I really want this to come back up, and I know it's not going to, but I feel like this is where Cole belongs.
Right? I feel like he really fits here.
Yeah, so the farm is also my best. Especially if like something did happen to his parents, and I feel like it did. Because we got a flashback from Master Org before.
Yeah.
Where he definitely attacked them and maybe killed them.
It looks like they died or at the bare minimum were put into cocoons. Like,
yeah. So if he has nowhere else to go, he's got to go back to the farm.
He's got this home on the farm. This is just Ninja Turtles. This is the best part of any Ninja Turtles is when they got to go to the farm. So I'm trying to think of what the worst is.
Mine is, I think, a tradition at this point. It's the Zord fight because it's totally pointless. They grow, they punch him, and he's dead.
Yeah. I like that they use the giraffe, though. Yeah. Which makes this feel like the Sentai footage was earlier, because also Merrick's not in it at all.
Oh, that's a runner-up for best, I think, is that Merrick, they don't even right? mention Merrick one time.
Yeah, like at all. I think my worst is going to be the introduction of the farm where Mom's like, here's some exposition. That's all. Just because it was clunky, like the actual delivery of it was clunky and kind of bad, but like everything else about the farm I liked. So that, and I liked pretty much everything else about the, I'm just gonna give it to that.
Okay.
My MVP is Jindrax.
Okay, that's a good one.
I think
he did good. My MVP is Taylor again.
Okay.
Because she just like owned everything as soon as Cole was in trouble. She was like, well, now it's my team and we're gonna find him and I'm gonna like confidently just take charge of the situation.
Yeah. I just really like Jindrax like jumping in to, and like, this is a guy who like on several occasions has been like, I'm a coward, I don't like putting myself in danger.
Yeah,
like to just jump right in the way of a death blast to save Toxica, like wow, so good. Runner up to Sexy Librarian, who is very mean because she was great. Now we have to rank it. Which is a thing we do.
It is. I don't know where that's going to be in my documents at this point. Oh, it's not that far. It's right here. Oh, boy.
I'm looking at it, and I don't think I remember.
These are any episodes, of these. Huh?
Yeah.
What was Power Play?
Power Play was the last episode. That was Necronomica.
Okay.
Which is, it's very low. Was it last? Yeah, that was the last episode, which again, we recorded literally 3 weeks ago. So
Wishes on the Water is the giraffe, right?
It's the first giraffe, and it's the one with the boat bad guy, the boatman.
Oh, boatman was really good. How do we feel about farm life versus boatman? Claire could take the boat, man. She was ready to fight Taylor, and I think she might have won. So.
You gotta be fearless to like look Taylor in the eyes and go like, yeah, I'm gonna step up to this. Right. I think I like it a little bit better than Wishes on the Water. I don't remember what Soulbird Salvation was. Is that the one with the gorilla?
Is it, or is that the one when they get the expansion pack?
I think it's the same episode.
Okay. This is such a weird episode because we're looking at all these other ones and like Predazord Awakened, that is a great Power Rangers episode. Battle of Zords, great power, Bare Necessities, awesome Power Rangers stuff. This has just really cute shit in it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to put it very high.
I think I want to put it above Soulbird Salvation.
I think so too.
Because I think Battle of Zords was the first episode where the Dark Wild Zord showed up. They didn't turn into a Megazord yet, but there was like a huge fight with all the individuals and all the our friends got wrecked. Yeah. So I think that was a good episode. I actually want to put this at number two, I think.
I'm good with that.
Cause like it was really cute and I don't know the guy's name. Richard Medina? Is that Cole? I think.
I think so.
Like he acted as like the best he's done.
Yeah. It's strange because, like, the Power Rangers stuff, outside of the Toxico and Jindrak stuff, that is all very good. And that is definitely directly Power Rangers related stuff.
Yeah, and that all was, like, really cool stuff, too.
But, like, all that farm stuff was just so cutesy and nice.
Yeah.
And just, like, comfortable.
Yeah, it's just like this nice slice of life Power Rangers episode.
It's like, yeah, it looks like they redressed Cole, but, like, I don't feel gross about it.
Yeah, he was face down in a river, in a muddy river. Like, yeah. Of course they're not going to put him on the couch in that. Like, you know? So, yeah, coming in at number two, Secrets and Lies.
That's
crazy. I think
crazy,
the only person who had Secrets and Lies were Master Org. But...
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Because when I was watching it, I did not expect this to be a very highly rated one.
No, I didn't know where it was going to land. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. I had a thing I wanted to say. I should have said at the beginning, but I forgot. So we don't know what your schedule is like going forward. So guests, I know we have a couple planned, or like three planned. Guest spots might get weird if you can't record at 9:30 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah,
on Monday and Wednesday.
I'm gonna see if I can just be unavailable Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'll ask about that. Hopefully today.
I mean, the only problem with that is then you don't get any like days off. You know,
that's true. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. I do have a Wednesday off in a couple weeks, but I still want to record in the morning. So.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, because AEW's on now.
Yeah, but that is not off the table. So after the Masked Singer ends, maybe we could do a Wednesday night.
Well, AEW's going to still be on. I still want to watch.
That's true. That doesn't end. That doesn't have seasons. No. Like, it's not Raw.
Yeah. which Raw is in its third season now, technically.
They're so dumb.
Dude, I watched Hell in a Cell last night. It sucked. It sucked so bad. Apparently, the Sasha Becky match was great. Everything else that I saw, dookie from a trash can.
I haven't seen much. I heard that Sasha and Becky was very good. I heard that Ali and Orton maybe wasn't like a great match, but a couple cool things happened in it.
Yeah.
I have not heard really. And I heard the ending, obviously, but I have not heard much else.
I'll tell you in a minute as soon as we wrap up. Anyway, we will see you on Monday for, hold on, I have it pulled up. I saw the description and it's a Max episode and it sounds like it's going to be dumb. The Tornado Spin.
Great.
So we'll see you on Monday.
Maybe that's a new Zord.
Maybe. If you didn't see the little descriptor, I don't want to spoil it for you because it sounds like it's going to be 100% different from this episode.
Great. Well, I can't wait to put it at the very bottom of the list.
Who knows? Anyway, we'll see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Bella came in. Hello. What are you doing?